1995. Passage 1. Money spent on advertising is money spent as well as any I know of. It serves directly to assist a rapid distribution of goods at reasonable price, thereby establishing a firm home market and so making it possible to provide for export at competitive prices. By drawing attention to new ideas, it helps enormously to raise standards of living. By helping to increase demand, it ensures an increased need for labor and is therefore an effective way to fight unemployment. It lowers the costs of many services. Without advertisements, your daily newspaper would cost 4 times as much. The price of your television license would need to be doubled, and travel by bus or tube would cost 20% more. And perhaps most important of all, advertising provides a guarantee of reasonable value in the products and services you buy. Apart from the fact that 27 Acts of Parliament govern the terms of advertising, no regular advertiser dare promote a product that fails to live up to the promise of his advertisements. He might fool some people for a little while through misleading advertising. He will not do so for long, for mercifully the public has the good sense not to buy the inferior article more than once. If you see an article consistently advertised, it is the surest proof I know that the article does what it is claimed for it and that it represents good value. Advertising does more for the material benefit of the community than any other force I can think of. There is one more point I feel I ought to touch on. Recently, I heard a well-known television personality declare that he was against advertising because it persuades rather than informs. He was drawing excessively fine distinctions. Of course, advertising seeks to persuade. If its message were confined merely to information, and that in itself would be difficult, if not impossible, to achieve. For even a detail such as the choice of the color of a shirt is subtly persuasive. Advertising would be so boring that no one would pay any attention. But perhaps that is what the well-known television personality wants.